You're listening to the Crowpoint High School Bulldogs post-game show on USA-365.com.
Well, a big game for the Crowpoint Bulldogs tonight at Portage High School as they come away with a hard-fought and well-deserved win, 14-7 over the Portage Indians. Bulldogs celebrating their second consecutive sectional championship win. But, you know, it appears to have come at a little bit of a cost. Two players lost to injury tonight. We're not sure how bad they are. But number 85, Ben Frederick, the H-back, tight end, whatever you want to call him, and the kicker for Crown Point most of the season, left the game in the second quarter. Tyler Gomez left the game in the third quarter with what appeared to be a knee injury. He sat the remainder of the game. He left the game with just about exactly 100 yards. He hit the 100-yard mark, I believe, for the ninth consecutive game tonight on the play that he injured his leg with 3:39 remaining in the third quarter. That may be looked back as perhaps one of the key plays of the game. A couple of key plays also came late in the game with Portage with a minute 58 left, first and 10 from their own 20, and trailing 14-7, putting together a last 2 minute desperation, 2 minute offense, or at least they were attempting to. And on back to back plays, Caden Watson sacked the quarterback, Zach Workus, for a loss of 7 and again for a loss of 5 more yards, setting up a 3rd and 22, which then resulted in an incomplete pass. Then on a 4th and 22, Zach Workus threw the ball again. That one intercepted by Ray Cozy near midfield, but it also came with a penalty as Zach Workus apparently crossed over the line of scrimmage, resulting in a penalty, loss of down, ball reverts back to Crown Point. Crown Point takes over, first and goal from the Portage 5-yard line on half the distance of the goal situation. And, of course, the Crown Point quarterback, sportsman likely, takes the knee to wrap up the game with. I think he actually took the knee a couple of times to run out the remaining 1 minute and 1 second of time. So there you have it. Yeah. Crown Point scored its points, all 14 points in the second quarter for the Bulldogs. Touchdown passes by Ryan Bolda, one to Eric Mahaffey and one to Tyler Jones. And then in the second half, Portage came back making a game of it there in the third quarter. And just to recap that, it was an amazing play. What would you expect? It was after a great punt by James Pretty and a good play by the coverage team to down the ball at the Portage 1 yard line. Can you believe it? With 3:39, let's see, where was it? With about 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. So there you are, first and 10 from your 1 yard line. So what do? You have your backup quarterback, Zach Workus, let it rip, and they throw it to their top receiver, Greg Millage, who catches it at about the 50 or 45 yard line of Crown Point. The defender falls down. No, I think the pass actually went to the Portage 40 or thereabouts, and the defender fell down there. And Millage had almost a free run to the end zone at that point. He was chased by a few players, but nobody came close to him. A 99-yard touchdown pass from Workus to Millage. That made it 14-7, and it looked interesting there at that point as Crown Point was holding on to what appeared to be a tenuous one-touchdown lead after three quarters of play. But in the fourth quarter, Crown Point's defense stepped up. Portage did put together a drive from their own 20, driving to the Crown Point 35, but turned the ball over on downs on a deflected pass on a 4th and 9 play. Then Crown Point put together a pretty impressive drive of their own to eat up some clock. With 7:04 left, they burned up about 5 minutes and 2 seconds turned it over on a punt from the Portage 40-yard line. The punt went back to the end zone for a touchback. That's what set up that final 2-minute offensive attempt at the end of the game. So there you have it, Crown Point winning it 14-7. Let's recap some of the stats from tonight's game. These are all obviously unofficial stats, but stats that we kept nevertheless. And, of course, in the first half, Ryan Bolden was 12 of 17 for 127 yards and two touchdowns. He proceeded to complete three more passes, three for six in the second half. So he was 15 out of 23 official, unofficially passing-wise for a total of 152 yards. Tyler Gomez, I had him with 23 carries and 100 yards. Boy, those were hard-earned yards, especially those last 4 yards where he went down with an injury with 3:39 to go in the third quarter. That's when Scott Mills came in, and by this time the Portage defense was really fired up, and I think the offensive line was getting perhaps fatigued a little bit. Scott Mills finishing up with 11 carries for 18 yards. Not a lot there, but he was able to keep those drives alive along with a couple of key passes there to help run off some clock there on that critical fourth quarter drive that the Bulldogs ran, which pretty much put the game away. Pass receiving, Tyler Jones had one reception for 11 yards. Tyler Jones, 4 for 63, including a 4-yard touchdown pass reception. Eric Mahaffey, two pass receptions for 16, including one for 10 yards that went for a touchdown. And Timmy Angel, 3 pass receptions for 36 yards. And let's see, Ben Frederick, before he left the game with an injury, also had 3 receptions for 16 yards. So the passing game working well to control the offense and to control the clock. Good game there by Ryan Bolda. Tyler Gomez, James Pretty helping out with the kicking game after Ben Frederick went out with an injury. So it'll be a tough game next week with Penn coming to town. Penn defeated Warsaw 40-0 tonight. That game played at Penn High School. And so the Penn High Kingsmen will come to Crown Point. This is the first time Crown Point has hosted a regional football game since, guess who? Chip Pettit was a quarterback back in 1971. They beat East Chicago.
91.
And that was a tremendous game. I was running the board on that game at WWJY 103.9. I remember that game very well.
So November 1991, when I was 10 years old and trying to, and in fourth grade at the time, Crown Point was in the section, was in the regional championship at Crown Point. And Crown Point, Dave, has never hosted a game, as a regional championship, at Bulldog Turf that was played at the old high school.
Was the old high school, which, of course, has been replaced by, is it Wheeler?
Yeah, Wheeler.
Wheeler Middle School now. A nice school in the same footprint, essentially, as the old Crown Point High School was those many years ago. Those who are familiar with the old high school would know it well. Hey, let's recap some of the scores from around the region now. The big one here. Wait a minute. These are last week's scores. Let me update these things.
Tell you what, I do have a sheet here if you want me to update those. I want to give credit to Mike Udich for helping me out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Crown Point over Portage, of course, 14-7. As we said, Penn over Warsaw, 40-0. It was, Fort Wayne Snyder over Fort Wayne Wayne, 52-14. Carmel over Lafayette Jeff, 41-20. Fishers over Pike, 28-7. Ben Davis over Warren Central, 36-29. Yeah, it looks like all these scores are in now. Avon over Brownsburg, 47-25. Center Grove over Columbus North, 20-14. Okay, here's the Class 5A games. LaPorte and Michigan City. I thought we had a final on that.
I don't think we do.
They're still playing.
Yeah, let's check. I'll check the board.
Michigan City was leading LaPorte 31-0, so we're looking for a final on that. I guess they're still playing. In Sectional 10, Concord defeated Goshen 28-12. Sectional 11, Kokomo over McCutcheon 37-7. Sectional 12, Zionsville over New Palestine 26-24. Sectional 13, Indianapolis Cathedral over Decatur Central 42-21. Sectional 14, Bloomington South over Martinsville, 56-21. Sectional 15, Columbus East over Floyd Central, 42-14. Sectional 16, Terre Haute North over Terre Haute South, 34-10. Class 4A, Lowell over Griffith. Griffith did get on scoreboard, but apparently that came late. Lowell over Griffith, 42-7. That's a final. Moving on now to Sectional 18. New Prairie defeats South Bend St. Joseph 42-7. So the postseason run of South Bend St. Joseph comes to an end. Sectional 19, Angola defeats Culver Academy. Wow, in overtime, 31-30. You can't get much closer to that, guys. Let's move on to Sectional 20. Fort Wayne Dwenger over Fort Wayne Wayne, 41-20. Sectional 21, Mississinewa over Western, 41-39. Another close game, but higher scoring. Sectional 22, Greenwood over Mooresville, 59-32. Sectional 23, East Central over Silver Creek, 24-0. Sectional 24, Evansville Central over Evansville Bossy, 28-0. A shutout. Class 3A, here's the game we were looking for. Oh, boy. Yeah, it went kind of like, actually worse than Mark Smith predicted. West Lafayette over Andran, 56-10. Wow. 59ers evidently not in that game really at all. Brebeuf Jesuit over Southmont, 48-14. Sectional 27, Mishawaka Marion over Jimtown, 21-7. Sectional 28, Fort Wayne Lures over Fort Wayne Concordia, 20-14. Sectional 29, Indianapolis Chatard over Indianapolis Ritter, 56-27. Sectional 30, Danville over Greencastle, 44-0. Sectional 31, Lawrenceburg over North Harrison, 35-29. Sectional 32, Evansville Memorial over Gibson Southern, 26-17. And moving on now to Class 2A, North Newton over Boone Grove. Oh, we thought Boone Grove might eke out a win there. We were looking for the first sectional championship on the Mark Smith predictions. It would not be. North Newton wins it 38-14. And with 2 minutes remaining, looks like Michigan City is going to defeat LaPorte tonight. With 2 minutes remaining, it is Michigan City leading LaPorte 38-10 in Class 5A, Sectional 9. Continuing our reading of the scores that have come in, Sectional 34, Woodland over Central Noble, 44-19. Section 20, 35, Eastbrook over Lewis Cass, 28-7. Sectional 36, LaPel over Shenandoah, 34-20. Sectional 37, Indianapolis Cecina over Triton Central, 14-0. Sectional 38, Western Boone over Park Tudor, 46-7. Then in Sectional 39, it was Providence over Paoli, 41-25. Sectional 40, another overtime contest, Southridge over Evansville, Mater Dei, 38-31. And moving on to Class 1A, LaVille over Triton, 10-7 in Sectional 41. In Sectional 42, it was Pioneer, as Mark Smith predicted, over Lafayette Central Catholic, 48-20. In Sectional 43, it was Southwood over Adams Central, 50-27. Sectional 44, Monroe Central over Sheridan, 26-7. Sectional 45, Indianapolis Arlington over South Putnam, 46-6. And in Sectional 46, Indianapolis Lutheran, wow, when's the last time they won a sectional? Over Hagerstown, 19-12. Then in Sectional 47, Fountain Central over Attica, 43-0. And finally in Sectional 48, Eastern Green over North Central of Farmersburg, 33-14. Wow, I think we've got all of the scores from all of the games that have played. The only one that's still in progress is the score we gave you as 2 minutes remaining. But, yeah, Michigan City will win that game at Ames Field over LaPorte by a score of 38-10, thus avenging their regular season loss by a score of 58-56 just a couple of weeks ago back in week number 9. Wow, what an amazing indeed night it has been. It's been an amazing night here for our team here at USA365.com. Frank, you got some pictures of the boys hoisting some hardware over their heads?
Just one, but it is a picture that's going to last a lifetime as far as Crown Point football is concerned. But it will be on our website, Caden Watson. I'm able to get Cadence Watson with the sectional trophy in hand. Talk with Caden after the game. Very low-keyed. Likewise, Kevin Enright, very low-keyed. They're happy. Don't get me wrong. They're very pleased. They're proud of what they have accomplished for their team, for the school, for the town of Crown Point. But very low key as they get ready for the regional championship. Yeah. They're going to celebrate it tonight, but come Monday, it's back to the drawing board and the Penn Kingsmen. They'll be preparing all week for the Penn Kingsmen. And Dave, I'm certainly looking forward to being, although a small part of it, back home for the Crown Point Bulldogs Regional Championship, which they have not hosted on their own playing surface since 1991, although a small part, but it will be a definite honor alongside you. I don't know if Mark Smith will be on hand. Lowell, I believe, will be playing New Prairie down on Route 2 next week. So where does Mark Smith go? We got to take an online poll.
Yeah,
we're going to take an online poll.
We'll take an online poll. Hey, if you'd like to, if you'd like to have all three of us at the Crown Point game, or if you want to, if you'd like us to continue to divide and conquer as we have been doing it here in recent weeks, we'll do the best we can here. Frank, the other question I had, you had a chance to talk with some of the players. Any word further on the two injuries, Ben Frederick or Tyler Gomez?
No injuries. They will look it over. They will look over their respective injuries, see how they play out. But of course, coaches do not go into injuries. But nothing really to report as far as Ben Frederick Tyler Gomez. All we can do is hope that they will be active against the Penn Kingsmen. And Crown Point will need all the manpower they can against the Penn Kingsmen, who they did see last year. They were shut out 23-0 at Penn High School. A different environment this time. The Crown Point Bulldogs will host the Penn Kingsmen, and truth be told, Penn will probably be favorites in the eyes of many people. But the Crown Point Bulldogs, I think, are ready for the challenge. They'll give it a good effort, and I cannot wait to see what happens. By the way, Dave, one quick note about that game next week. We will not know the start time until probably Monday. I will assume it will be a 6:30 central kickoff. We need to make that note before, in case anyone wants to come out.
It's almost always 6:30 central start when we play these teams from the Eastern time zone. So we'll have a little bit earlier start next Friday. Be sure to check our website here in the next couple of days, and we'll have the official time posted there as soon as we learn that. But typically, that's when it has been. We want to let you know, too, Frank, I did not see Ben Frederick after he left the field with his injury. Did you see him at all after at any point in the second half, or did they?
You know, Dave, I did not see him. I did not see him on the sideline, and I was looking for him on the sideline. Did not see him.
Yeah, I kind of looked for him, too, but I didn't
but I
see
did not,
him. That doesn't
Frederick,
mean anything,
he,
though.
He did not call my ass, of course.
He could have been hiding behind some other jersey or something, too.
You never know, but. Yeah. All of them can celebrate tonight.
Anyway, so, our prayers and thoughts go
absolutely
to both Tyler and Ben. We'd love to see them back if they, at all possible. But if they can't, hey, they get well, guys. And, there's over 100 Bulldogs in jerseys, it's an opportunity maybe for somebody else to step up. And we saw Nathan Longoria out there covering in that H-back position tonight after Ben Frederick left. I don't think they threw the ball to him at all, but it looked like he was throwing some pretty good blocks there a couple of times. And he'll have to get some more reps this week in practice, and we'll see how it plays out. All right, let's take one more timeout, and let's thank our sponsors who help make these broadcasts possible here on USA-365.com.
Live Internet radio coverage of Crown Point High School Bulldogs football on IndianaDesports.com has been brought to you by KEPT Concepts in Healing, offering neurofeedback in their Crown Point clinic, helping individuals with brain injuries, ADHD, and depression. Their website is KEPTConceptsInHealing.com. God Angel, State Farm Insurance Agent, offering home, life, auto insurance, and other financial services. Visit ScottAngelSF.com. The Feeling of Jazz, providing 2 hours of mainstream jazz every Sunday night from 8 to 10 p.m. on 89.1 FM, The Lakeshore, and online at lakeshorepublicradio.org. Four Seasons Mechanical in Merrillville, offering residential and commercial heating and cooling services. Call 219-756-7020. The Law Office of Adam Decker, offering legal advice in the areas of real estate, financial distress, estate property transfers, and other matters. Visit his website at adamdeckerlaw.com. David Uran, Mayor of the City of Crown Point, is a proud sponsor of Crown Point Bulldogs football on IndianaDesports.com. Centier Bank, family-owned and operated and not for sale. Learn more at centier.com. Oil and Go and Soft Touch Car Wash, keeping your car lubricated and clean at 1492 North Main Street in Crown Point. Their website is oilingowash.com. Dr. Philip Polis and prosthodontist Alexandra Polis, offering family, implant, and reconstructive dentistry. Call 219-662-0131 or visit drpolis.com. Levin Tire and Service Center with 7 locations in Northwest Indiana, including Crown Point and Winfield. Visit LevinTireCenter.com. Horizon Bank, a community full-service bank with more than 60 locations in Indiana, Michigan, and Ohio, now featuring home equity loans. Visit HorizonBank.com. And by The Breeze, the world's easy listening leader, The Sea Breeze, the world's greatest vocals, WFLM.us, the world's finest listening music, and musical memories with music of the 50s and 60s, all streaming easy listening music 24 hours a day at TheBreeze.com. Thank you for listening to Crown Point Bulldogs High School Football on IndianaDesports.com.
All right, we're back live here at the Warpath in Portage, Indiana, and that's the scene of Crown Point's 14-7 victory over the Portage Indians, thereby winning the Class 6A Sectional 1 Championship in high school football. Frank, it's been a good run. Hey, and we've got a final, 38-10, Michigan City over LaPorte in that Class 5A Sectional 9. That was the only score still outstanding after we went through the scoreboard run a few minutes ago. So congratulations to the Michigan City Wolves, who you will recall defeated Crown Point in Week 9 of the season. I have mistakenly mentioned LaPorte, Michigan City, Week 9. That was actually Week 8. So Week 9, Michigan City played Crown Point and beat the Bulldogs 17-15. And Bulldogs actually had a chance to win that one. It would have been really kind of a fluke win if they had done it. It would have required a 52-yard field goal by Ben Frederick, and he actually set up for it, but he never got the kickoff because of a bad snap. But, we reported that a couple weeks ago. That was a pretty interesting game, too. All right, we had a great game tonight. Glad you could join us for our broadcast tonight. We'll be back again next week. We plan to go, we'll probably have to start our pregame show earlier than normal. If we have a 6:30 start time, we'll definitely want to start our pregame by 6 p.m., maybe even a little bit earlier. In fact, I think I've still got a few of those mental attitude award winners from soccer, boys soccer and girls soccer, that I've got on my computer that I'd like to play. I didn't have time to play them earlier tonight, so I'll save them and I'll play them maybe in the pre-pregame show next Friday night. So join us, say, about 5:45 or so next week, and we'll play those special features for you. Learn more about those special people that won those awards at the state soccer championships for both boys and girls soccer. We'll have that for you as well. All right. Anybody who's listening, if you're a Crown Point Bulldog fan, spread the word.
Absolutely. Right? Definitely.
Crown Point does not get to host a regional football championship game very often. In fact, the last time they did that was in 1971. How many of you who are listening were around in 1971? Okay, I was. But these other guys that are hanging around me weren't. they were in elementary school. They weren't really paying attention to high school football.
Wait a minute. Let's see, back
1971?
No, 1991.
1971.
Yeah, 91.
Yeah, no, yeah. I wasn't born in 71.
These two guys weren't born yet.
I don't even know much about 1971 except through listening to my mom and when she was 17 years old that year.
Yeah. Well, things did happen in 71. Well, I'm sorry, 1991.
I was 10 years old.
Yeah, 1991 was a regional championship game played at Crown Point. Chip Pettit led the Bulldogs at quarterback to an exciting victory over East Chicago Central on that year. Yours truly running the board on the big 103.9 FM that year, and we had a fun time doing that broadcast.
Dave, I'm excited, and we're going to do the broadcast next week, and I'm very excited about what holds for the Crown Point Bulldogs, the opportunity to play in the regional championship game. It is against the Penn Kingsmen, but it is at home. It's good for the Bulldogs. It's good for the community, and it's good for us. We won't have to travel those 80 miles.
That's right.
out to Penn High School, so we'll be literally at home.
We traveled to Penn last year, and that was a 23-0 loss. So here's a chance for the Bulldogs to get back at Penn. Let's fill Bulldog Stadium.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's got a capacity of, what, 4,500 or plus or minus? Hey, let's fill that stadium next Friday. Who cares how cold it is? Put all your coats on, get all bundled up. Let's make a big show of it. Let's fill that stadium. Let's support the team. Get out there, support the Bulldogs. We're not sure what the story is on Gomez or Frederick, but hopefully they'll be able to get back and or the replacements will live up to the hope and expectations of the entire team and community.
Well, you're going to need, and you do need to have Tyler Gomez and Ben Frederick, and you do need their presence. You need their experience because the truth is, Dave, it's not going to be easy against the Penn Kingsmen. This is a team that did lose week one to Valparaiso at Valparaiso, but I've always said this about the Penn Kingsmen. They can lose early on. But this is a school that is built and known for deep runs into November. And the Penn Kingsmen going to, I wouldn't say unfamiliar territory, they were there on August 11th, although at Crown Point High School that was the scrimmage before week one. And like I said, Crown Point faced Penn last year, a good number of seniors from that team on offense and defense. They will be at home. Not to say that those are advantages. I will say those are luxuries. But the Crown Point Bulldogs are going to need to bring their A game and then some against the Penn Kingsmen, known for postseason success.
All right. Thank you. That was Frank Sprankle. Thanks as well to Michael Unich on the other side there. Special thanks to all those who have tuned in tonight and for supporting us throughout the season, all of our sponsors. The president of Meyer Broadcasting Corporation is John Meyer. The executive producer of these broadcasts, yours truly, Dave Woodward. Special thanks to Mark Smith for his weekly previews stories for both Lowell and Crown Point every week of the season, and for Frank Sprankle and his game preparation notes each week. And we'll be back again next Friday night. It's Crown Point hosting Penn. Our broadcast time, approximately 5:45 p.m., kickoff, we expect to be about 6:30 p.m. So check our website at usa-365.com to confirm all that and to catch the post-game recap story that we'll post in the next several days. On behalf of everyone here, I'm Dave Woodworth. Have a great weekend, and congratulations. Go Bulldogs. Bulldogs 14-7 over Portage tonight.